Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the PD Sports Recruiters Sports Talk Show. Good afternoon. Welcome to the PD Sports Recruiters Sports Talk Show. I am your host, Kathy Reeves. Happy Monday. This is the last day of the month in November, and we are going to start doing our countdown to Christmas starting tomorrow, December the 1st. December the 1st, we're going to start our countdown to Christmas. Well, it has been a very exciting weekend. I hope that everyone had a very good Thanksgiving, Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday was today. We had a very, very busy day today in recruiting, and we welcome everyone that's listening to us to the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reed, and just want to talk a little bit about the purpose of PD Sports Recruiters and the purpose of this internet radio sports talk show broadcast. So we are very much engaged in helping student athletes to seek scholarships to pay for tuition in college. So the purpose of going to college, of course, number one, first and foremost, is to get an education. Now, our goal of what we do is we find scholarship money for student athletes and for parents to help to offset the cost of tuition. That is mainly what we do. We put student athletes in a position to qualify for student athlete money or scholarship money. Now, of course, there are a number of factors that go into the decisions that college coaches make when they are deciding to give a student athlete thousands and thousands of dollars in scholarship money. One of the first things that they look at are grades, academics. Academics is key. Academics before athletics, right? So your grades have to be on point. You have to have a good GPA. That is the most important thing. Secondly, your craft, which is your sport, whatever sport it is that you're playing, you know, football, basketball, lacrosse, softball, whatever sport it is that you are playing. Thirdly, it is going to be your tangibles. Now, when I say tangibles, what do I mean by tangibles? Tangibles is your character. How do you carry yourself? The decisions that you make, the things that you put on your social media, the things that you tweet out in your social media, the things that you post on Facebook, the things that you post your Instagram. Because the coaches, when they are recruiting you, they are recruiting the whole you. They are recruiting the student athlete. They're recruiting the family. They're recruiting, you know, your character. And, you know, and everybody is on display. So, you know, they're tuning in to all of those things. Right. So, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, we're putting student athletes in a position to be successful. And the purpose of this broadcast, there is no better way than to reach over 5,000 listeners. Many of them are coaches. But there's no other way to reach a huge audience than to join us in the studio and as a guest, because, you know, they're able to hear the student athlete speaking. They're able to click on the huddle that's listed. They're able to, get ideas. Coaches can call in. And it's very much like an interview because you're really interviewing for position on the roster, not just to play, but also to get scholarship money, which is what this is about. So this is the reason that we have these sports talk shows and the internet radio, and we invite our student athletes, and we have coaches as well, to join us in the studio. Which brings us to our guest, Andrew LePan. Now, Andrew is a member of the South Paulding High School Spartans. He has was coached by Coach Jason Nash. And we are very thankful and blessed to have, number one, met Coach Greg LaSalle, who introduced us to all of this talent. Now, South Paulding High School, their bench is very deep. There's a lot of talented football players that are there. We are very thankful to be able to recruit them, to present them to our college coaches. And so, with no further ado, we're going to go ahead and have Andrew to join us in the studio, and we're going to say good afternoon. Drew, are you there? Andrew, are you there?
Hey. Yes, ma'am.
Hey there. It's a great day at South Paulding High School. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We are always excited to have South Paulding High School student athletes join us in the studio. They are just so pleasant and they're just so mannerable. We love you guys. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Thank you.
So did you have a good Thanksgiving? Had a good holiday?
Yes, ma'am. A lot of turkey.
Awesome.
Probably
oh my
gained
God,
about
I know.
5 or 10 pounds.
Oh, shoot! Don't tell Coach Jason Nash that. You'll be like, what is going on? So glad to have you. Yeah, so glad to have you join the show. So we want to, talk a little bit about football. I know. You've been playing with South Paulding for quite some time. So just tell the audience, tell us a little bit about how it is that you came into playing football for South Paulding High School.
Well, I came in I started my junior year, so this was my second year playing. It was really fun. I learned a lot of great things. Football, it just taught me a new brotherhood and stuff like how to, love people, even know, where they came from and stuff. It's just a great environment. And it taught me a lot about work ethic and stuff I really never had before I started playing.
Yeah, they have a lot of good mentors over there. Coach LaSalle is there, Coach Nash, Coach Oglesby, Coach Tony Oglesby, and I think there's another one, Coach Pine, is there as well. So, lots of mentoring that's going on. So tell the audience, tell us a little bit about the position that you play for South Paulding High School. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I play guard and tackle, and I love the offensive line. It's very fun, physical position. Love getting up there, pushing people around. And I love seeing other people succeed. I like being on the back burner of success, seeing running backs go off and run 100 yards a game and score touchdowns. I like being on the back end. I don't like being in the spotlight.
Oh, okay. Well, it's always good to have somebody to have our backs. We always got to have that. That's always a good thing to have someone to make sure that we're good, make sure that, the quarterback is good. So what are some of the things that you do? So how do you stay in shape during the off season? We've got a lot of middle school kids that listen in to the high school varsity. They're always excited when you guys are on the radio. They just get tickled pink. So tell us a little bit about how do you stay in shape during the off season. to play that position?
Usually I go running in the mornings, and then I'll do push-ups and sit-ups and core workouts. And then if I can, I'll go with some friends to the field and just work on basics because you got to stay fundamental. And then if I can, I can get into it. I really try to work out a lot with my friends, keeping them in shape and keeping me in shape. And just trying to get better every day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. So what are some of the things that you do to motivate your teammates before each game?
I just go around. I try to get everyone hyped up, try to talk to everybody, just try to get everyone focused in, tell them, hey, let's go out there and do it for everybody, not just us, just go out there and do it, to get it done.
That teamwork and that camaraderie is all so important. Whenever you guys are running out of the tunnel, I have to ask this question. I think I've asked Miles, I've asked Tu this question, I've asked Nick this question, and I've asked Sunshine, I've asked Mike Messersmith, Nick Calcagno, all the players that have been on the show. What are you guys thinking when you're running out of that tunnel and the adrenaline is pumping? You know, what's going through your mind?
Well, it's like when running out, I'm thinking, oh, okay, it's game time. Let's get ready. Do this. It's when I really lock in and focus up. Everything's mentally sharp in there in that moment. And then, just of course, the number one thing is don't trip so everyone else doesn't trip behind you, which is the fun part. But it's really fun experience running out.
Yeah, you guys look like you're really, 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 really excited. So what would you say that would be one of the most challenging opponents that you guys have to play out of all? I know for COVID, the season has been shortened. But normally on a regular season, you guys play, what, 10 games? Isn't it 10 or 11 games before playoffs?
We play around 10 games.
Is it 10 games? So what is one of the most difficult, one of the most challenging opponents for you in South Paulding High School?
It's really not anyone we go against because obviously you're going to prove who's better out on the field no matter who has the offers. Who's the biggest? Who's the fastest? It's mainly all mental to me. Your biggest opponent is yourself. If you're not mentally there, then you're not going to be physically there either.
You're absolutely correct. And in a senior role, as a senior, you know, you have a huge responsibility to the new players that are coming in, the freshmen and the sophomores. Well, the sophomores, because I know freshmen are on JV. But the sophomores and the juniors, when they're doing this for the first time or playing that first game, you know, they get nervous and they get, off focus. What are some of the things that you do to calm them down and get them back on focus?
If they're just, like, all over the place, not really focusing, I tell them, hey, listen, I know you're getting into this, just, you got to stay focused because when you're not there mentally, you're not there physically. And when they get, like I encourage them to, like, not be quiet on the sidelines, get excited, stay pumped because, like, this year with COVID, there wasn't as many people in the stands, and they're usually our energy. Team will feed off their own fans. If they're quiet, then the sideline's going to be quiet. But if the sideline's getting, like, loud, then the fans are going to get loud. They go, like, side by side.
And I know for, you know, the sophomores and juniors, it's hard for them to tune all that out, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you're used to it. You've been doing it you've been playing for, you know, the entire 2 years or 3 years. And you're used to, you know, how to tune it out and things like that. So, you know, that's always that mental challenge is always, you know, it's going to always be there. So tell us a little bit about how you're managing. How do you manage, speaking of student athletes, because, you know, as I said earlier on the broadcast, that academics plays a huge part into getting a scholarship. So how do you balance getting good grades and studying film and being successful on the gridiron at South Paulding High School? How do you balance your time?
Well, I pretty much, like, have a little planner for myself, like, from, like, 3:45 to, like, 7:30 or 8 o'clock, I'm usually doing practice and film. Then after 8 o'clock, from usually, like, 8 to 10, then I'll try to get my schoolwork done, finish anything that I haven't done, or get caught up on stuff if I do get behind, which I try not to do. So I just try to plan my, like, days out, depending on the times and stuff. Just all about time management.
It is all about time management, and that is definitely something that college coaches are really big on, because in a college setting, as I tell parents, Division II, no, it hits hard. Division II, they hit hard. Division I, they hit harder. And even the higher the division, the more rigorous the schedules are. And, you know, it's just time management is critical. And that's one of the things that the college coaches love to hear. And speaking of colleges, what would you like to major in? What is it that you want to do? What career choices are you looking at?
I want to go into, like, sports journalism or sports broadcasting. I love talking about sports. I love watching sports. Sports are just, like, a really big thing in my life.
That is fantastic. So what are some of the things that you're looking for in a college? What are some of the things you like a large university, small university? You like the Christian setting? You know, tell us a little bit about what it is that you're looking for in a college or university.
I'm one of those people where I can really adapt to anywhere and anything. It just may take like a week or two, but I'll eventually adapt. So I'll pretty much, anything will work for me.
That is awesome. And coaches like to hear that, you know, you're a team player, that you have good study skills, good time management skills, and things of that nature. So, you know, as I said earlier on the show, we have middle school players that really look up to varsity. I love you guys. So what advice would you have for middle school student who is not getting as much play in time, doesn't think that the coach is treating them fairly when they're being pulled out of the game? You know, they get an attitude. They're walking with an attitude. You know, they're shrugging their shoulders, and their bottom lip goes out, and then, you know, they throw their helmet, somewhere. What are your thoughts on that type of behavior?
I really don't like the helmet throwing stuff, because, one, that puts your equipment in risk of being broken and someone else getting hurt. But normally, like, if a coach pulls me or tells me something, then I just listen. I just keep my mouth shut, because they've been there. They've done it. They know all about it, so I'm going to listen to them. And I'm just going to keep working. And then, like, if it's, like, a play I messed up on or something I didn't do right, then I'll go back on film and watch it and figure out what I can do to correct it. And just try to fix the little things. Coach Nash always preaches the little things. So your attitude, don't let it get too big. Don't let your ego get too big.
And you're right, and those are very good pointers that our middle school listeners, their little ears, should be listening to. And sometimes, you know, I have witnessed our middle school kids throwing the helmet and getting an attitude when the coach pulls them out the game. And, you know, what is the advice that you just shared with them? That's excellent advice. But throwing the helmet is not something that, you know, you should be doing. It's not showing good sportsmanship. And, you know, we always want to, you know, show very good sportsmanship. So the final question, and, you know, if you're just joining us, welcome to the PD Sports Recruiters Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reeves, and the board is indeed lit up. We have a huge listening audience tonight, and I'm, you know, very thankful to everyone. I can see, you know, all of you guys waving to me, and I want to say hello and, you know, thank you so much for joining the show. So we've got Andrew LePan right now, South Paulding High School in Douglasville, Georgia, joining us on the show. So, Andrew, tell the coaches why you feel that you should be given a scholarship to pay for your college education. Why should a college coach give you a scholarship as opposed to the next student athlete?
I want to work. I don't want to go to college and just sit there and do school. I actually want to do stuff in the community, help people out, and just help myself out, keep myself active, just keep my overall self just in a great condition. Like right now, I feel amazing. It's been the happiest I've ever been since I started playing football. It's just, I love the environment of the field. I just love everything.
And that's a great answer. And, you know, again, as I said, you have excellent work ethics, excellent student skills, team management skills, and all of those things that coaches will find that is very interesting in each student athlete and will make you a lucrative asset to, you know, any college football team. So those are all the questions that I have right now. Is there anyone that you would like to shout out before we go?
I would definitely like to shout out my buddy Lucas. He plays, when I'm playing guard, he'll be my tackle. He's the one that makes sure I'm up and ready when we have 5 a.m. practices. He's just my little brother.
Well, I would definitely like to give a shout out to Mom for making this event possible, for giving us the opportunity to recruit you. I definitely want to give a shout out to Coach Greg LaSalle for introducing the South Paulding High School Spartans to PD Sports recruiters. I want to give a shout out to Coach Tony Oglesby, who works very hard. And then, of course, the head football coach, Coach Jason Nash, does an excellent job with the players. And, you know, just want to thank you for your time. You were excellent. You absolutely did an awesome job. And you're certainly welcome to, you know, hang out with us. We're going to be talking to, we're going to be switching gears. We're going to be over in Lawrenceville. We're going to be talking to Dave Britt from Central Gwinnett High School. He's going to be joining us up next. So we would love to have you to stick around if you have time. That'd be awesome.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You have a good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Lees, and we're going to take a quick station break and coming back up, doing the broadcast. We're going to have the switching gears from Douglas County. We're going to be going over to Gwinnett County and be joined by Central Gwinnett High School in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, and welcome back. Welcome back to the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reeves, and we were just joined by Andrew LePan over at South Paulding High School, Douglas County, the South Paulding High School Spartans in Douglasville, Georgia. And so now we are going to switch gears to Central Gwinnett High School in Gwinnett County over in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Now, this young man, let me just say, is part of a very explosive team. We've got a huge young man, explosive, by the name of Makai Muse. He's a wide receiver, number two, that plays for Central Gwinnett High School. And then we're blessed to be recruiting Amir Taylor, who is a explosive defensive back over at Central Gwinnett High School. He's number seven. And, you know, we're just excited to be able to, you know, talk to that talented team over there. It's, you know, a lot of great talent. And this young man, we're going to be listening a lot more. He's going to be telling us what his role is at Central Gwinnett High School. And with no further ado, we're going to be joined by Jay. Hey there.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. It's a great day at Central Gwinnett High School. Go light, go night.
Go night.
What's happening? Go night, man. I'm telling you, y'all got it going on over there. Oh, my God.
Yes,
you guys were playing up some games. Playing all those games. Oh, my God, y'all. Oh, my nerves. Makai was, like, playing on Tuesday. And he's playing on Friday. Y'all playing on Saturday.
Yeah,
I'm just playing on Monday.
9 days, 8 days.
And then didn't get a chance to go to the playoffs. I'm like, wait a minute, what? Who does that? Where do they do that at? Where do you do that? So, you know, so welcome to the show. Yes, it was crazy. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, you know, we got to, you know, I went right into talking about the season. Just, you know, tell us how long you've been playing for Central Gwinnett High. How long have you been playing football?
I've been playing football since I was 6 years old. Yeah, and when I first started, I played originally at Lilburn with the Lilburn Patriots. And I ain't come to Central Gwinnett till my sophomore year in high school. Junior year in high school, actually.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, yeah, just last year. But you guys, have, you know, you're really explosive. You've got a lot of good film. I did get a chance to see that. And speaking of which, tell us a little bit about the position that you play for Central Gwinnett.
All right, so Central Gwinnett, I play linebacker / the safety position. It's more of a hybrid. You know, sometimes you'll see me lined up at linebacker in the box. Sometimes you'll see me up top at safety.
And so tell us which one do you prefer to play the most and which one do you get the most joy out of playing?
I enjoy playing safety more. Safety's fun, you know, coming downfield, hitting somebody as hard as you can at 100 miles per hour. That's my thing.
You said 100 miles per hour, not 99. You didn't say 99. You said 100 miles per hour. You didn't say 99. You said 100 miles an hour, not 99.5. 99.5 won't do. You got to be 100. Well, that is fantastic. That sounds exciting. That you know, has got to be awesome. What type of training do you do to stay in shape to play that position? Do you run track?
Well,
you know, what do
you do? Yeah, I run track. I run track at Central. Yeah, I like to keep myself occupied, don't you? I like off season.
Okay.
I like working out multiple times, running as much as I can, eating as much as I can, trying to gain weight for sure. Just trying to get myself ready for the upcoming season.
That's awesome. That is totally fantastic. So tell us some of the things that you do. What are some of the rituals that you do before each game to get your teammates motivated?
Well, before a game, first thing we do. I like to come together and pray because, you know, everything we do with the honor of God. Second thing, I try to get the team motivated that it's a game. It's an opportunity to go out here and have fun and to compete. You know, competition is everything.
And then so how do you enjoy playing? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so when we get closer to the game, that's when you see players play more music, try to get that vibe going, that battlefield, you know, get ready to go out there and go to war.
So when you guys are running out of the tunnel, what's going through your mind? When you're running out of the tunnel, you, 2 and 7, what's going through your mind when you guys run out of there?
I can't say what's going on in their mind. You know, Amir is a pretty wild buddy. But we be having fun, you know. It's in the moment. You only get this chance one time.
Yeah, I know. You guys be running like really, really, really full swing, full speed. So let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the student-athlete side, because that's one of the things that a lot of college coaches like to hear, how students – balance their time between getting good grades and also playing football. So how do you manage your time between getting good grades and playing football?
Well, at school, at Central, this year they have it set up to where football players, after weight training, we have a mandatory study hall to focus on our grades before practice. That way we could all put ourselves in the best chance to get scholarships from college, because you can't go nowhere without the grades.
Correct. And I'm so happy that you realized that, because the recruiting process, I don't know if you had a chance to hear when we were talking about the top of the hour, but grades, 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 and you will see me say that over and over, you know, in all of my social media messages, across all my social media platforms, you will hear me talk about grades, 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 because the purpose of going to college is to get an education, and college coaches want student athletes that have high academics. Why? Because, for one, that shows that they are responsible enough to do whatever it is that they're supposed to in the classroom, because college is harder than high school, and you don't have, you know, anyone there. You know, your parents are not there to tell you, you know, when to get up, time to go to class. So they're always looking for students who can balance their time and show responsibility. And what I always tell my student athletes, that Division II schools, NCAA Division II schools, hit hard. Division I schools hit harder. So the schedules are even more rigorous. And, you know, as you go higher, you know, in the Division I schools, you know, they're flying, you know, all over the place, different time zones and things like that. So it is very important that, you know, a college coach hears that student athletes, you know, such as yourself, you're able to balance your time between studying and getting a good grade. So we have a middle school audience that is currently listening to us and always looks up to the varsity players. And what advice would you have for the middle school players who feel that they're not as talented as you are, and when the coach pulls their little selves out of the game, they, you know, shrug their shoulders and, you know, they sling their helmet and they start talking under their breath. They start mumbling under their breath. You know, what advice do you have for those middle school kids that do that?
I would say stay humble. Stay humble and stay working. Because pride, when the Bible says pride coming for downfall, that pride, like, when you mess up, know you mess up, own up to it. If your coach pull you out, talk to him. You know, try to see what you did wrong. That way when he puts you back in there, you could go out and perform your tasks to the best ability that you can. And remain and stay working. You know, there's always people working for what you want. There's always people working for the starting spot. That's what I would tell them.
And that helmet thrower. What would you say about that?
Yeah, don't do that. Don't throw the helmet. Don't throw the helmet. Keep your helmets on. Keep your hair on, because you're not just representing yourself when you put on that uniform.
That's right. And that helmet, first of all, that helmet is $300. Right, so now that's another thing. If you go out here and you break this helmet, you tear up this helmet with your attitude, you sling this helmet out here, then you're going to, you know, cause, you know, somebody's parents, a parent, to have to replace this helmet because you got mad because you had to sit down, and that's another thing. And I used to tell, you know, my son, he played football. My oldest son plays football. And, you know, of course, he never, you know, threw the helmet. But we did have that conversation about helmet throwing and behavior, because I would always say, you know, if I have to snatch you up by your jersey and pop one of my fingernails, that's going to be another issue that we're going to have. And if I have to, you know, if I hit you upside your head with my designer pocketbook and break the buckle on my designer pocketbook and hit you upside your head because you over here misbehaving on the football team, you pouting and carrying on, that's going to be another whole nother conversation. That's going to be a whole nother issue. Then we're going to really have some problems. So don't throw the helmet. You know, just when the coach asks you to sit down, you know what I'm saying, Jalen, just come on and just what? Just sit down. Go sit down somewhere. Go sit down somewhere. Go sit down. Go sit down. So tell the coaches, this is a question that, you know, they're very interested in linebackers all the time. And you know, of course, safeties as well. What you know, why should a college coach, this is a huge question that they always ask me. Ms. Reeves, you've got to ask the recruits this question. We want to hear what they have to say. So why should the college coaches say all the time, Ms. Reeves, ask them, why should we give you a scholarship? There are, you know, kids in Georgia, in other parts of Georgia, Lowndes County, they're coming up to Cobb. You know, we've got all these kids in Georgia, talent everywhere, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, Tennessee. Why should they give this scholarship to you?
You know, that's a good question. And I would say, first and foremost, I'm more than just a player. I'm more than just an athlete when I touch that field. And I'm more than just a student when I'm in the classroom. I plan to excel in everything and anything I set my mind to, whether it be football, classroom, being a leader in the community, anywhere. I try to set my bar higher every day because every day is not promised. So you got to take advantage of what you got and keep building to yourself. I would say,
and with all this going on, and I would definitely agree with you. And with all this going on right now, it's so much going on, just everywhere in this country. And you know, it's definitely, definitely day by day. And you know, you have definitely shown that you have, through this interview, you have, you know, very good leadership skills. You motivate your teammates. Good team
Thanks.
Player. You know how to good time management skills. You know how to, you know, be responsible. You know when to go to class, whenever, you know, it's time to practice, getting up at 4 a.m., you know, for these workouts, you know, in college and things of that nature. So I am confident that you would be a lucrative asset to any college team, any college coach, any college program, you know, in the nation. And you know, and I can, you know, definitely say that, you know, by, you know, just talking to you on the phone and, you know, having this conversation, having you call us to the studio. We certainly appreciate it, you know, your time. So is there anybody before we go? Is there anybody you want to shout out before we go?
Of course. Well, I promised my mom I'll shout her out first. So shout out to my mom. You know, she made this all possible, her and my father, raising me the way they did. And then shout out to my family, not just my biological family, my football family too. Central Gwinnett, Gregson, Coach Nash himself, everybody, my whole family.
Yes.
Coach
I understand. Yes, that whole, I think there is a connection between, you know, Central Gwinnett High School and South Paulding, you know, I think, you know, they help each other, the kids, the coaches, they help each other's kids. I think Coach Chaz is over there, correct? Coach Chaz is with, you know, Central Gwinnett. And then there's another Coach Oglesby over there. Coach OG is over there. I think Oglesby is at Central Gwinnett. And then we have Tony Oglesby over at, South Paulding. So, you know, it's just a huge family affair. It is, you know, a huge family affair. And you know, we're very, you know, thankful to be, you know, able to work with both teams, you know, both schools, you know, working together and, you know, working together as a team, you know, working together as a family, you know, because, you know, like as they say now, you know how you young people say, you know, blood doesn't make you family anymore. So there you go. You know, you got the family going on, you know, South Paulding High School, Central Gwinnett. And so there you go. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, it's been awesome. Yes, and you didn't even say, did I pronounce your name? Is Jalen? Is that how they say it?
Jalen 3. Yes, ma'am.
Jalen 3. Okay. All right. Okay, well, I was close. I was working it. Okay. Well, you have a good evening. Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in and joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night. You're welcome. All right. Take care now. It's a great day at PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. Well, we're almost out of time for another show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. And we've had Jalen 3 with Central Gwinnett High School, Andrew LePan with South Paulding High School. And I am your host, Kathy Reeves, signing off. It's the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show, and I'm your host, Kathy Reeves, signing off. Thank you so much for joining the show. And we will be here tomorrow night, the same time, the same station, kicking off our, you know, Christmas countdown to Christmas and countdown to New Year's. Have a great evening. This is the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show, signing off.